Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: what is the relationship of the coronavirus to traumatic brain injury? Answer: another great question in this podcast series that is also very timely. The coronavirus is a virus just like the influenza virus, commonly known as the flu. But currently, there's much more advertising, talk, gossip on this virus. It has originated out of China, and in general, it's a virus that is spread between animals, but with a special mutation, it's now able to go from an animal to a human being. It most often causes a fever and respiratory infection. Respiratory meaning our breathing system, our lungs. Similar to the flu, if someone has a compromised, also known as a weakened immune system, it can make a person very sick, and a person then has to be hospitalized. There is no cure for the coronavirus. In addition, there is no vaccine for the coronavirus. There is a vaccine for the influenza virus. A person who is hospitalized for the coronavirus mainly receives what is known as supportive care, meaning treat the symptoms. If someone is not eating so much because of their virus, they are given IV fluids. If someone has trouble breathing, they're given medicines to help support their breathing. So again, there's a lot of supportive care. Oftentimes when someone has a virus, if it is severe enough, it can then lead to bacterial infections. And so these sorts of infections could theoretically spread to the brain and the central nervous system, which is the brain and the spinal cord, and cause other neurologic conditions. But what's the most important thing for someone who has sustained a traumatic brain injury to know about the coronavirus? One, as I've said in previous podcasts, back to the basics. Just like anyone does during flu season and when it's not flu season, wash your hands before eating. Wash your hands before drinking. Wash your hands before dealing in food preparation for yourself or others. In addition, if you cough or sneeze, wash your hands afterwards. In addition, a trick to coughing or sneezing and not covering your mouth with your hand: cough or sneeze into your upper arm, and then it'll go into your shirt and not into your hand, which then makes it much more easier to spread to others. And did I say wash your hands? Again, washing your hands is very important. Other people might wonder about a face mask. This is fine, wear a face mask, but do know most common face masks will still let items seep in through gaps that occur between the mask and the actual face. There is a special type of mask called an N95 mask. If you Google N95 masks, you'll see a great picture of them. These are often worn in the hospital when going into rooms where a patient has a certain disease that is very spreadable. The N95 mask can be specially fitted through a special test to make sure that you cannot smell anything that may seep through the mask. But the N95 mask provides a tight fit between the mask and around your nose and mouth. In addition, should quarantine and such be required for a person who has sustained a brain injury and has obtained the coronavirus, be mindful of all the tips you have to keep yourself organized. Just like you have your schedule laid out for your day, have a schedule laid out for coronavirus preparations. Sit down and make a list. If you work with a therapist or a psychologist of any sort, make your list with them or with your doctor. Think about everything you might need to assist you if you were to be within your place of residence for an extended amount of time. Do you need special food? Do you need extra medications? Do you need phone numbers to be able to contact your support system? Plan ahead. Again, proper planning and washing your hands will help you get through this period should the coronavirus become more widespread throughout whatever country you may be listening to this podcast from. Again, take your proper preparations and wash your hands and hope for the best, but prepare for the opposite of that. Here's to staying healthy and keeping on track despite whatever symptoms we have from the traumatic brain injury. You too can weather the possible storm from the coronavirus. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.